Sister Beth, would you come up here? We have some really cool stories to share about our brother Matt in Uganda right now, and Sarah, Beth's daughter. They're gone for another week, yes. Coming back in a week or so. And so let's do this. Let's have you share. You can have his video whenever you want, and then we'll do the public reading of Scripture from Uganda after that. Does that sound good?
Okay. I was actually last night, I was spending some time just kind of in prayer, like what to share with everybody, because there's so much that's been going on. And Hebrews 10, 23 through 25 just came to mind. And it says, "Let us hold fast the confession of our faith without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another and all the more as you see the day drawing near." And I know that so many of you have been praying for Sarah and for Matt and just asking that the Lord would just give them strength, give them wisdom, give them words. And he has done all of that. And they have... There's so many people that they've reached. There is revival going on with the people that they have been around that are Christians. And there are more and more people being reached. He has a really awesome story up on the video that I'm going to share. But first, I want to encourage you guys to do the same. They're out telling the good news, sharing the good news, walking in obedience to Christ. Do the same. We're called to do it, not just when we go overseas. We're called to do it here. The day is drawing near. It is close. It has been close. It is drawing close, and it will continue to draw close. So as the day draws near, continue to be obedient to the calling of Christ and share the good news with those that are around you. Encourage one another as the day draws near. So you want to show that video? While you're working on that, Dina, I just wanted to share, too, that... So Sarah was sick when she first went over there. She was really struggling with even wanting to go over, and she may share some of this, but she got there, she was sick, and then immediately she had to start sharing the gospel for a whole entire day. It is hot, it's the rainy season, it's very difficult to have the stamina to keep going, but she said she got done and she was so happy she was there. She said it's not anything that she had expected, nothing she thought she would experience. It's so different and she's loving it, which she didn't think she would. So and then one night she had to get up. Well, Hugh, one of the leaders that goes to Uganda, had asked her, he said, "Do you want to share your testimony?" And she's like, "No, I don't think I want to do it." And she said she stopped, she prayed, she asked the Lord, and then she felt convicted. And she got up and she shared. And I'll tell you, that for me was an encouragement even today, because I didn't really want to get up and talk and share anything. And I was encouraged by that. So she was encouraging me just by that to say, get up and share. Because it's always good to be letting others know. It's always good to share your testimony of what the Lord is doing. So do it. Don't neglect to share what the Lord is doing in your lives.
Hello, El Dorado. Matt here in Uganda. Just wanted to give you a quick update. We've had about 1,900 total patients in our clinics. We've done over 1,000 eye exams, and we have seen approximately 700 people come to Jesus for the first time. And so we just really rejoice and thank God for that. Quick little highlight story today. Two teams went out to do two different wedding ceremonies, and one team on the way back stopped to do some sightseeing, go climb some rocks. While they were on the rocks, about 60 people gathered around the van. And as they returned back to the van, it just was really heavy on the heart of one of the men, we should share the gospel. So they shared the gospel, and 50 people came to Jesus right there on the side of the road. So praise God. Thank you for partnering with us, and hope to see you soon. God bless you.
This picture right here is just a picture of the church service, and that's all the people that came forward to receive Christ at the end of it. So it was a large group. He said he didn't even have the number when he sent the picture. Oh gosh, I can't even give a number, but Tuesday and Wednesday, Sarah had shared and 59 people had come to know the Lord, and Matt had preached the night before and 50. So all the pastors over there were making fun of Matt that his daughter was doing more than he was. But yeah, there's lots. And this week, just be praying, because they are this. The first week they were among a lot of believers and they were sharing in a lot of the villages where they'd already shared. This week they are going out into more unreached areas, and so there is more opportunity for churches to be planted there. So do you mind praying? Or Jacob, or did you want to? Yes or no? No, okay. Do you mind praying for?
Jesus, I thank you that your name is being made great across this world. You're so good. I thank you that we can partner, God, with fellow believers all across this world and see the fruit of our labors, the fruit of our prayers, God. And we do earnestly pray today, Lord, that you would send forth laborers into the harvest. The harvest is plentiful, God. I pray for Sarah and Matt, Lord, and the whole team over there today and this week, God, that you would go before them, that you would prepare hearts, Lord, that you would give dreams unto people, Lord, even of their coming. God, I pray that you would open their mouth, Lord, with the gospel as led by the Holy Spirit, God, that you would touch lives, God. Give them strength for the task at hand. Lord, anoint each one of the team members, God, with supernatural strength in their bodies, Lord, for the task. I pray that you would nourish them, God, both body and spirit, Lord. I pray that you would stretch forth your hand to heal, and that they would boldly proclaim the gospel, Lord, that they would be full of boldness, God, and passion for the name of Jesus. Father, your name be glorified in all the earth. And I pray that we would even right here, Lord, get a passion for sharing the gospel, get a passion for being a light in this world, God, of witnessing your resurrection, Jesus, which brought eternal life. I thank you, Father, for those that say yes to you, that say yes to the commissioning, God. And you have commissioned every believer right where we're at, God. Whether we go to the nations or we go to our jobs, Lord, you've called us to be a light and a witness and to make disciples. And I pray that you would instill that word in our hearts today. In Jesus' name, amen.